It's time for
Posting and Toasting.
Here's some old tweets from FA and coworkers. Tiki will guess who tweeted it. Are you ready?
I am.
March 7th, 2012.
2012, God, that's a while ago.
Do you think you can judge how good-looking a girl is, whom you've never met, based solely on her first name?
Any hashtags?
No hashtags.
Okay.
Is that Tommy Lugauer, Tiki Barber, Jerry Recco, or Al Dukes?
I think that's Tommy.
You're wrong.
Dio.
You're wrong.
I don't even think he was an option.
He wasn't. It was Jerry, it was Al, and there was another one.
Okay. Well, the answer is Al Dukes.
Generational talent.
Yeah. And
that's not even interesting from him.
Do you don't think that's it? Well, first of all, is that true? Can you judge the appearance of a girl that you've never met based solely on her first name?
You know, I mean, any Beatrices you'd like to see in lingerie?
Right. If her name is Cherry, maybe. Right.
Wow. So you guys are just being negative on names.
No.
But it's not positive on names either.
If it's like Dolores or Dottie in this era, you're like, ugh. I don't care if it was your aunt's name. They're probably not going to be hot.
Oh, Dolores from The Real Housewives. She's kind of.
Actually, yeah.
So what are you talking about?
See, you've already got all your real for one. And there's also like a lot of basic names that so many people have that you probably have good and bad experiences with.
Yeah, I just don't think that's true.
Al's tweet.
Yeah, I don't think that's a true tweet.
Yeah, I think that there are guys, like Lugie's a great example of it, who probably thinks it and then turns out to be wrong, like 75%.
I definitely think it. The other thing I always thought of is I would never get with a girl that had my mom's name.
Mm. Yeah, that'd be weird.
That is beyond weird. So thankfully, because imagine you meet somebody, they have your mom's name, you fall in love with them.
How about your sister's name? Now, you're an only child, you don't count. Sean, do you have a sister?
I have two.
Okay, how about your sister's name?
No, hard pass on Samantha and Sarah.
I agree. What if you met a girl named Rondé, Tiki? What would you do?
Well, I actually have a sister, Krista.
Oh, there you go. How about that?
You do?
Half-sister.
Oh, nice.
Okay. You know the story. Reconnect with my dad, half-brother, half-sister.
So does that make it...
She's an ass-kicker. She's awesome.
Does that make it less uncomfortable then?
No.
So it's still pretty damn uncomfortable.
It'd be weird.
Is her name Arch Manning Barber?
All right, here's post number two. This is from April 10th, 2018. John Sterling is going to have to switch Stanton strikeout calls instead of home run calls. Giancarlo, he hit no hit the ball. Is that A, Craig Giannotti, B, Sean Morash, C, Jerry Recco, or D, Evan Roberts?
Let's see.
It's a good one, by the way.
It is. I'm trying to think who would be that, like... Jackassery.
Giancarlo, he no hit the bolo.
That's you, Evan.
You're wrong.
Oh, nah, man.
Sean?
You're wrong.
Well, he booted him in his first game.
That's
so
true.
Maybe.
I literally thought that was me.
And what's funny is this post is from April 10, 2018. It's a week into his Yankee tenure.
That's why I thought it was Sean.
You're wrong.
Game one.
Now it's Gio. Greg,
get me out of here.
Really?
Yeah, Gio had that one. You kind of jealous?
Why did he care so much?
Well, he cares because he's a sports talk host, but it's funny.
I feel like I verbally made that joke, so it's so weird that wasn't me.
You thought that was you.
Maybe he stole it.
It's distinctly possible.
Interesting. Mm. All right, how about this post? This is May 17th, 2020, 9:48, and I've already watered the plants, hung our new bird feeder, installed new propane tank for grill, and prepped garage floor for power wash. This coffee tastes great. Have an awesome Sunday, everybody. Is that Tiki Barber?
That is definitely not me. I've never hung a bird feeder.
Is that Jerry Recco? Is that Brandon Tierney?
Oh, it's BT.
Or is that... Are you just closing it down?
It's BT.
Soft to hard.
You are correct. You're doing very well.
I can tell.
I would not have guessed that.
I would have.
Like the descriptive thing that he did on a Sunday.
But that's the descriptive stuff that he cares about. It's like the thing for his... Like, he's obsessed with his lawn.
See, I didn't know that.
Like, he's obsessed with, like, the little things.
Interesting. Sean, how many of those things have you done? Let's start with watered the plants.
Yep.
Every day, I do the same.
Okay. One for one. Have you ever hung a new bird feeder?
Never. No, I took down my kids.
You took down your kids' bird feeder.
They hung a bird feeder. I took it down.
Have you ever installed a new propane tank for a grill?
Yeah, by the way, that's not splitting an atom.
Nobody's saying it is. And have you prepped a garage floor for a power wash?
No, I power wash, but never prep the garage floor for it.
And does coffee taste great?
I hate coffee.
There you go. All right, here's your final one. I'll give you a sports one. I know people like the sports ones, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
July 8th, 2021. I will never understand how anyone who has actually watched Edwin Diaz since he's been a Met thinks he's good. LOL. I'm so sick of talking about it. It's not even my opinion. It's a fact. He's been horrible at closing out baseball games as a Met. Fact. Is that Evan Roberts?
Evan Roberts.
Sal Licata.
And Sal Licata.
All the buzz. Tommy Lugauer.
Definitely
or Greg
Tommy
Giannotti?
Too. Not Gio.
Not Gio.
So
Gio doesn't care enough about the Mets.
I'm going to say that's you.
You're wrong.
How is it not you?
Because it's Sal.
Sal Licata.
It's not me. I think that it sounds like me in a lot of ways. I don't know if I would have thrown in the LOL, I'm so sick of talking about it.
Yeah.
That's not me.
Right, you're right. Now that I think about it, yeah, I can't ever see you say that.
Yeah, but
you love to talk about it.
Yeah.
He lives for it. Yeah.
I live for
exactly.
It. I do random Ricos to talk about it. I think that there were a lot of Met fans who shared that sentiment that Sal had. And here we are. It's been 3 years since that tweet was issued. 3 years later.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would ask every Met fan, I'd ask Sal himself, do you trust Edwin Diaz? And Edwin Diaz has given you like this weird history as a Met. He got off to a terrible start. This season, there's been some bad moments, but he's recovered in such a big way. Getting that six-out save Sunday night against Philly.
Yeah.
Getting the multiple out or multiple inning save on Saturday. So he did it in back-to-back days. Like, there is a level of trust that Edwin Diaz has earned from all of us. It doesn't mean he's perfect. It doesn't mean it would stun me if he blew tonight's game. Like, it could happen. But he has certainly come a long way since that tweet and that sentiment that a lot of Met fans had.